Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for the Friday. It's going to be wet today. It's going to be wet at Glastonbury. It's going to be wet across the country. You're all going to get soaking wet. Up in Leicester, who knows? Hardeep is up there. He's doing the PR for LBC. Unofficially, he's doing the PR for LBC because he has the Sky engineer round the other day. And he said, and I was telling him about LBC. And the Sky engineer said, what's that? And so he said, he explained it to him for 20 minutes. And he says he's now going to be a listener. So there you go. So that's we're now sort of pulling people up in Leicester. So Hardeep, thank you very much indeed for that. Thank you to all the people who emailed and texted this morning, especially one lady in particular, who she hasn't actually told me this before, but she is terminally ill and she's 46. And she said, my husband has just been diagnosed with motor neurons at Christmas. His type is terminal and full blown. Do you know, strangely enough, I say strange enough, but a friend of mine, he went from here up to Scotland and his partner had just been diagnosed with motor neurons as well. I mean, it really, it's dreadful. I mean, you know, her daughter apparently is type 1 diabetes. Her son is autistic. Dreadful, isn't it? I mean, honestly, talk about things all being thrown at you at the same time. But I'm totally convinced that things are sent to try us. Kevin the Milkman says, you said Cheryl is in show business, Steve. Well, there's two words I didn't think I'd hear in the same sentence. And somebody else, when we talked about that lady, remember the lady who died? And nobody had seen her for 6 years. No family came to visit this poor soul. And so she died. And then the only reason they went round the house, she could have been there for 10 years. The only reason they went round is because the bank, she ran out of money on the mortgage. She'd been paying the mortgage for 10 years. Admittedly, she was still in the property. But nobody had seen her for 6 years. The neighbours hadn't checked. And somebody wrote to me and said, I haven't seen my neighbours one side for 3 months. The other side haven't talked to me since they moved in 10 years ago. My son phones most days, but not when he's working abroad. My daughter's busy and texts a couple of times a week. I've made one friend and we phone check each other. What a brilliant idea. I mean, you need to do that, really. I mean, my friend and I half expect to be alone and found dead. Even to the charity that I volunteered for the last 6 years didn't bother to contact me. But I'm determined, says Joan, to enjoy life. Yes, you should always make friends. I mean, it's a difficult thing, isn't it? Difficult thing to sort of make friends if you live in a flat where people don't want to make friends. I remember we had some people moved in 2 doors away from me. And one of the other people in the flat said, let's do the big thing. Let's go round there with a tray of coffee and some biscuits to, you know, make them welcome. So that's what we did. That was the last we saw of him. He obviously got so frightened by the fact that we turned up with coffee and biscuits. He thought, oh, God. Because some people don't want to meet people, do they? They don't want to, you know, meet their neighbours. They just want to be private. And you know, I can respect that. But I think if you live in flats, I'm determined to bang on everybody's door. Get out there, open a bottle of wine. But he didn't. And I remember saying to my friend, I said, he doesn't want to see us. Because we took the coffee around, knocked on the door and he was moving in. He went, oh, we brought you some coffee around and some biscuits. He went, thanks. So we said, we'll just leave them, shall we? Yeah, OK. We went back an hour later. They were still sitting there on the tray. He hadn't taken them at all. So we never spoke to him for the duration of the time he was there. Cheryl Cole, thrilled to be joining Mel B and the X Factor judge. And of course, she's got that secret birthday party coming up that she knows about. And she'll have loads of her friend there. And that'll be Kimberly Walsh, Nicola and her. Because the last time Billy No Mates had a party, I mean, they were dragging people in, you know, from the strip, saying, do you want to come to Cheryl Cole's party? Really embarrassing. Courtney Cox has revealed that she plans to marry her boyfriend, Johnny McDade, as she shares an intimate selfie. You know, to be honest with you, I don't know anything about him at all. She's 50. That's all I know. And she was in Friends. And I can't tell you anything else because I can't remember her in Friends. He looks very thin. Why is it everybody in America is so damn thin? Every single person is thin in America. Don't they put on weight or do they just not eat? He's got one of those sort of beards that the producer likes. D like, no, it's not really. It just hasn't shaved. Is he a bit emaciated? No, you don't. No, you don't like that. No, no. I didn't think you'd like that. I didn't like that either. Don Johnson hitting the beach with his wife. Do you know, he's not bad for an old boy of 60. What is he, 63, I think, now. He hasn't got a beard, though, has he? No. Not really bothering with beards today. I'm afraid we're sort of kind of out on a limb on the beard thing. It's not working at all well. She's trying to find some. Pippa Middleton? She hasn't got a beard either. But she's given her first interview for some reason. I mean, I don't know why. I can't quite work out why you'd be remotely interested in Pippa Middleton. But they say she's never publicly spoken on her life as the sister of Duchess of Cambridge. Who cares? She's got a sister. Hello? I mean, I don't quite understand that. But anyway, she has actually now spoken publicly about it. She said she and Kate support each other and get each other's opinions and things. What, like normal families? You know, like normal brothers and sisters. So if I phone my brother up, what do you think we talk about? Sweets or something? Anyway, she recently completed a charity bike ride. She describes America as huge. Really bright. Really, really bright. And she says the scenery was incredible. No. Staggering, isn't it, really? She says from the mountains to the desert through the flat plains of Kansas. They reckon that NBC is set to offer her a special correspondence role. I mean, they call her a magazine columnist. I'm assuming it's ghosted. I don't think she actually writes. But they're obviously trying to get some sort of job for her because the Americans love fame by association. So if you've got a famous sister and it's connected to the royal family, they love things like that. So what they'll be saying is, oh, could you get your sister to come over? And of course she can't because she's bound up in all the protocol. Talisa has arrived in court looking completely different this time round, I thought. These poor people, they have to run the gamut. She's got no coat on, no handbag. I don't know, but I mean, not even a packet of peppermints to suck in court or anything like that. So, but looking a little bit different than she did last time. Mylene Klass, showing off her flawless skin as she arrives for Loose Women. They must have a photographer standing outside the Loose Women studio, which is down on the South Bank, who just waits for them to arrive. And then they get out the people carriers, because we had the Saturdays in here yesterday. And we had all of them in, but they were only in the day before, and I couldn't quite work out what they were doing in yesterday. And somebody said, oh, they're actually promoting their tour, which is coming up, and their, what was the other thing? Oh, the Greatest Hits album. The Greatest Hits album. Will anybody be buying that one? No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. But they are touring. Here's this girl that we mentioned yesterday on the programme. Her name is Jacqueline Josser, and she's going out with Dan Osborne, who quite clearly doesn't actually possess any clothes at all, and is laughingly called a model, although we don't know the last job he actually did. She apparently is in EastEnders. Well, I'd never even heard of her. She obviously isn't earning much money because she shops at Tesco. I'm not saying that you have to be rich, you know, you should shop somewhere else, but I'm assuming. And she obviously plays young. I don't know how old she is. I think she's about 21 or something like that. And they visited various shops. Well, I mean, she could walk in here. I wouldn't know who she was. Do you know her? No, Dee's never seen her either. So there you go. That's always my benchmark. If the producer, sometimes I show it to Sam. I go, who's that? And he goes, I don't know. But he doesn't know anything at all. I mean, he's got no idea. Abby Clancy is lovely. She's on a beach, luckily with the photographer, to be able to take a picture of her. And she was on holiday with Peter Crouch and her daughter as well. As I say, with a photographer. And then what they do is, as in all these cases, the photographer takes the picture and they sell it to the papers. And then sometimes they split the money. Because this photographer must be really, really close to her. This isn't particularly long lens. You know, they've got pictures on the beach, but they're too good, the pictures, for it to be... I mean, not saying they're staged, but they obviously know the photographer's there. As indeed is Kerry Katona, pictured in a park with her fiancé, George Kay, and the children who have to be introduced to yet another man in her life. It's a bit like Katie Price and the revolving bedroom door. You know, here are the poor children and here's somebody else that mummy's married. In Kerry Katona's case, she was out in a park. She's supposed to be going on this diet thing. Well, judging by what she's eating, I don't think she's actually going on the diet at all. But the sun paid her a bit of money, if you remember, to go on her diet. So here she was. I mean, she doesn't actually have a job. She's never actually done a day's work in her life. She's done a little bit of mimey singing stuff, but she's not a great singer. And so she was having a family day out in the sunshine. So they've got four... They're all girls, aren't they? I don't think they've... Have they got any boys? I can't remember, actually. But here they are. Looking quite nice. Although one of her daughters, Molly, is looking... She's quite a big girl for her age. Quite a big girl. The rest of them seem to be normal sort of size. Robin, Jessica and Grace at a Barbie-themed party in The Only Way Is Essex. Billed as, I'm afraid, you know, the worst programme ever. And here's poor Jessica Wright. I really think that when, you know, an old woman like you, Jess, starts dressing up as a five-year-old, it's time to go and seek some medical attention. You really must get out there and get some help. The other one, I don't know who you are, but pink, purple leotards. Not a good look. Not a good look. It's, you know, it's very sweet of you to make a contribution, but not a good look. And the sort of the après tennis thing for Grace Andrews doesn't kind of work, dear. And Robin somebody, we don't know who you are. And then the worst outfit, of course, but then it always has been, the worst dresser in the world, perhaps this is why the boyfriend cheated on him, is poor Bobby Cole and Gemma Collins. Gemma's wearing a tent from Millets and carrying a couple of bags, and Bobby Cole Norris carries a huge bag. What's in it? I've got no idea. Perhaps his makeup. But, you know, if you dress this badly out on the streets, small wonder your boyfriend goes and cheats. The course provided us with much hilarity. So good luck for that one. Britney Spears is no support act because she's doing Vegas, as you know. Very demanding. Whether she sings live or it's Memorex, I am not too sure. Friends of mine saw it and they said it would be a bit difficult to tell whether she was singing because you know that when people dance, you know, you kind of run out of your... And I think she's a little bit like that. I wouldn't mind seeing her. Isn't that amazing? You're doing a Vegas show, but you've still got to go to the gym every day. You would think having the workout on stage would be enough. Oh, look! Look, it's my favourite. It's Una Foden. This is when she visited the radio station the other day. And a bit embarrassing. Don't have to tell you this, but her car was down in what we call the triangle. Everybody else's car turned up at the front door, except Una Foden's. And as I went past it, I remember thinking that he had a sign in the window, Una Foden. So that was quite sweet, and that's actually quite nice. But of course, he was a bit of the way. She'd have to walk past common people who might want to go Una Una or something and shout at her, you know, like you can't sing, you can't, or something. I don't know what people shout at people like that. But she'd have had to have walked from the front door, whereas the car should really pick her up there. I mean, it's all right for me and Christo and people like that. We can actually walk to our cars because nobody's going to bother us because they're frightened. But in the case of Una Foden, she had to walk from her minicab. So they had a picture of it. I remember her wearing these shorts, but they were caked in makeup. I mean, they were absolutely. I've never seen them. And also, the funny thing is that she's got... Now, who's that? She's signing an autograph. And then somebody sort of said, photo, yeah. So she's posed for the photo. It's quite sweet, really. I quite like things like this. It makes me laugh because we see them all in this building. The good and the great walk through the portals. And that's Molly King. So I'm getting good at trying to identify them. That's Rochelle. Rochelle's matter, Marvin. And Marvin's here as well. And then there's a picture. I don't know which one that one is. Is that Vanessa? That's Vanessa White. Right. Did you know that was Vanessa White? Oh, how sad. And that's, you know who that is, don't you? Frankie Sanford. Who's also coming out of the building. But I noticed that when they came out, not yesterday, but the day before, they all came out separately. So obviously, you know, so they all get a picture taken with the two people who were waiting outside. It wasn't exactly vast hordes of people, but it was quite sweet. Madonna uploading multiple busty post-workout shots. I mean, she's 55, I think, now. She's going out with her latest paramour. He's called Timor Steffens. He's 26. He was a dancer on the Michael Jackson show, which never was. So, in other words, they rehearsed the show, but they never actually got to perform it, which was a shame. I bought the video. I thought it was great. Absolutely loved it. Big, big fan. Big, big fan of Michael Jackson. And finally, getting the freebies. Yes, every time celebrities go out to parties, they take goodie bags away with them. It's part of the incentive. And the person who obviously wants to take as many goodie bags is Helen Flanagan. And she was laden, making her way out at this something called Fake Bake. I don't know what it is, but she had a friend with her. Unfortunately, we don't know who the friend is. I can't work it out. It could be anybody. In fact, to be honest with you, I mean, you wouldn't even know it was Helen Flanagan because there's nothing remarkable about her. There's nothing that says, I am Helen Flanagan. It's just that she obviously likes lots and lots of freebies and she was wearing she had a Chanel bag and all that kind of stuff. But they just go out because she's not working. OK, if you're not working, they go, do you want to come to a party? Yeah, free gift. I'll be there. And so they then go there, and that's all they do. They go in there, they pick up the free gifts, and then they toddle off into the night and go home, take their makeup off, and probably pop a pizza in the oven, which is what I'm going to do now. I fancy pizza for breakfast. It won't happen, of course. Have a great weekend. Join me on Sunday at 5 for In Conversation, and it'll be repeated 9 o'clock in the evening, and then you can download it. And I'm here live on Sunday morning from 6 till 8, just before Kay and Stig come along. Have a great day. Stay warm and stay dry. And if you're at Glastonbury, ha 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 ha. I told you you're going to get wet, didn't I? Speak to you soon. Bye bye.